Okay, so again, I'm kind of like swimming in dark waters, yeah. I don't see the structure, I don't see the connections, but we agreed to do, we'll go through slowly, slowly, and whatever we can take that's useful, we'll take, and what we don't get, we'll have to get it the next time. That's what we agreed to do, and that's what we're doing. So he gave us the 10 levels of Bnei Torah, the 10 different ways that people come to Torah, 10 different levels. The highest level was Nevuah, Korav LeNevuah, Ruach HaKodesh. Now he's going to discuss 10 levels of Emunah. The lowest level is bordering on Kfira. The highest level we'll see, he's going to discuss 10 levels. Let him say it himself. Achdeus Anshe HaTorah be'emunosom v'kabolus avoidus Hashem yisbarachem al esen madregos. There's 10 madregos of Anshe HaTorah, he calls him. You'll see it's hard to fit. We'll see when we get there. Certainly the lowest level is hard to fit into this, but we'll see. And the way they makabal avoidus Hashem, there's 10 levels. So we had 10 levels of Bnei Torah. Now we're going to see 10 levels, something to do with Emunosom and Kabbalah Avodas Hashem. Okay, let's go through it slowly and let's see. There's 10 levels here. Ulam Hashkofas HaAnoshim Al Emunah B'Torah Me'ezet Tam Yesh L'Kabbal Es Avodas Hashem Yisbach Michalchus Le'eset Hadis V'Daga HaNamuch B'Yoysa. What's the lowest level? It's hard to see how this fits in, but let's read it, then you'll see what I mean. הם עושים אנשים שנספטו על ידי הסיכלוס ולהטייבס שהסגברו עליהם. These people are seduced by foolishness, stupidity, and by the טייבס that overwhelm them. לימייס בתוירה ולהחזיק אותו שהיא כמו המנהוגים שראש האומס בודוי לעצמן כדי לנהג בהם את אומויסיהם. They're taina, first of all, they're mius with Torah. They found it, they're not so great. They found out, it's hard to use the word, mius with Torah. And they have the ashkofa, they hold, like those people that, the leaders of different countries, they make for themselves different minhagim and different sort of religions in order that they can control the nation. Kamo shachukim shachachomim manigim behem es haksilim. There's chukim that the wise people use in order to rule over the fools. How did they come to such ashkofa? That's what I said. It's hard to put them into those that are mekabel, that every munin mekabel of Avodas Hashem, esedagas. This is the lowest level. These guys don't have any munin bichlal. They don't mekabel anything. So we'll have to see why they fit into even the lowest level. How did they get onto the ladder in the first place?
But in the same sense, Rav, I think it seems to me, maybe I missed something, that when he says at the beginning, the Achdeus Anshe HaTorah, it's not necessarily the people with their Emunah and Hashem and everything. It's
no, but watch the words. Achdeus Anshe HaTorah be'emunasom v'kabolus avoidus Hashem Yisbarach amal erisam adreigus.
It seems like he's building on what we said previously. There's 10 different types of people, or what did he call them? Tchilas Anoshim, Loim Dei. Okay. The Torah. What did he say?
He was speaking about Chochmas HaTorah.
10 different levels, right?
Of 10 different levels of people in Chochmas HaTorah.
So first, is this not like a
guys, they learn Torah. They read Torah. They don't understand exactly what they're reading, but they read Torah or whatever. Yeah, we talk about some of his mamash koyfi but Torah kimat. Let's finish.
He doesn't really define it. He doesn't really define Anshe HaTorah.
One second. Let's just finish off seeing what he's saying, and then we'll see how they fit into those that are makabel avodas Hashem. Let's not run away with ourselves.
Okay, because to me, he hasn't defined. He's used it loosely and chatter. There's no
way. He's a rishon. You can't say he uses lightly word. It's a rishon.
Well, and it's not that he uses it lightly, but he doesn't define what that means.
He's a busy disciple. He's going to go. Let's see. Anshe HaTorah be'emunosom v'kabbalas avodas Hashem. This is the lowest level of Anshe HaTorah be'emunosom the Kabbalah Savodas Hashem. Where, let's see if they're Makabalos. Let's see.
Okay.
Let's see
where the Kabbalah Savodas Hashem is. Getting lost where you were defining it, but okay, let's go with it. Yeah, I agree with you. Let's go with it.
I'm not defining. I'm being medayik. I'm allowed to be medayik. Okay, slowly. When born in Ashkofa Zoo, how did they come to this Ashkofa? With Nasha Taivis his Gobrol Sichlom, Umachmus Tivom Hamusogum. Hamagusham, sorry. They come to this because their Taivis have overridden their Seichel. Remember, we're always trying to get the Seichel to override our Taivis. They've got the Taivis overriding their Seichel. And because of their natural teva that's become gashmistic. They refuse to take upon themselves the old Torah. They refuse to be drawn after the ropes of their seichel. Because they want a hefka dikalach. When you see what he's up to, you see he reveals, he's Megale who he really is. Everybody can see that it's the Taivas that are driving this guy. So again, I don't see Kabbalos Avodas Hashem Yabichlal. Okay? So you'll tell me that's the lowest level and it's the guy who's not even on the ladder yet. It's a bit strange. You're describing 10 levels of a guy who's telling me 10 levels of God who has some imuna and he's become a way to stream the lowest level. Fine, so give me the lowest level. Yeah, you're describing a guy who's got no shaykhs bichlal. Okay, I don't know. Let's see. Old Palma told you. So, just to put it into perspective, I'll bring from the Paslechem, he says like this: Oila Toira, Vechevla Aseichel. You remember before we spoke about these two avenues of Isoiris to avoid us Hashem. The one is Torah, and the other one is through the person himself from his Hakora Sichlam. So he's referring to the two things here. Boel Torah kavona liisoiris alidei limuda Torah ubechev leaseichel kavona liisoiris mitoich Hakora Sichlam. Both the tools, both the avenues that we were encouraged to use in order to arouse our understanding that we have to be Oved Hashem, Torah and our Seichel, both of these have been thrown out of the window by this guy who's on the lowest level. But he's on a level. They made it onto the page. How did they make it onto the page? They're bichlal not holding. Okay, don't know. Maybe they are still showing outer signs of keeping the Torah or whatever, but it's not Avodas Hashem. I don't know.
But it doesn't mean that they're keeping it. It's just that they're aware of it and they're not doing it because, you know, they but think it's for old.
He calls them Mekablei Avodas Hashem. He calls them Mekablei Avodas Hashem. Where's the Kabbalah Avodas Hashem about these guys?
Where does he call them Mekablei Avodas Hashem?
Hold on 1 second. How's it? There's two bottles there. I didn't get the other one. He told me these, if you're mixing, these are the two best to mix. Granddad's not a good one to mix. He said these two are the best to mix. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Shaky still. Better, but shaky. I'll see you later. Yeah. Thanks, my boy. Yeah. Cheers, bye. Sorry about that. I just...
Fine.
You'd have paid a rare visit.
Sheesh, that's good.
No, he lives here still, but I don't see him that much because I leave before he gets up and he comes home before I've gone to bed already. So anyway.
Listen, you said that's not the Chavis Alevavis. That's the Pirush.
I'll read the words of the Chavis Alevavis. Achdeyas Ansheha Torah Be'emunosom V'Kabbalas Avodas Hashem Yisparach Emal Esa Madregos. When you read that line, you expect the lowest level to be a very low level of what? Kabbalas Avodas Hashem. That's what we're discussing, the 10 levels of those people that are called Hashem. The lowest level, the Kabbalah Sovet Hashem at a very, very low level.
But the way they translated here is they're not saying that these guys are them or not, that these are proper. It's just it's saying these are what their belief people are, Anshei HaTorah, what their beliefs are. So,
but they're Anshei HaTorah. Okay, the Kabbalah Sovet Hashem, I don't know how you grapple with that. Even the Leif Toiv, if you look at where the Leif Toiv explains it. Which reason they are makabel avodas Hashem? The lowest level is someone who's makabel avodas Hashem, and it's not. So I have a kasha, and I'm happy to have a kasha. That's what the words say. You have to really love dafka the chovos al avodas. I'm not prepared to do that right now.
But it doesn't say that they're makabel avodas Hashem.
He does. The kabbalas avodas Hashem is barach.
In the
English, the Chovos Halavos never spoke English.
Okay, well, I speak English and I'm telling you what I
see. So they didn't translate it properly. How they translated it.
They translated regarding the belief and acceptance of the service of Hashem. So that's what they put. They don't say
belief that and acceptance. That's Kabbalah's avodas Hashem.
Okay, but it's not acceptance, saying that they but these believe.
Even according to the English, these guys have no acceptance.
But it's not saying that they accept it. It's going through people's type of beliefs and acceptance. This level, you're right. They don't accept
it. There's no acceptance. How can it be one of the 10 levels of acceptance?
It's not one of the 10 levels of acceptance.
It is. He says so.
What type of acceptance they have.
I'm trying to learn Chovos Halavos. Chovos Halavos tells me I'm now going to give you the Das, explain to you the 10 levels of people in the Emunah and Kabbalah Savoiris Hashem. And then he goes on to explain someone who's not the cover law that is way to say shit. Okay, so if you're happy with that, I'm fine. I'm not happy with it. I have a kasha.
Okay, yeah, I'm happy with it.
I don't see what you're saying as a terex. It's all valid. You're taking the Chovos Halavos out of what he said.
I think the translation helps me put it into context of saying
Acceptance.
Again. And his first level is someone who doesn't accept it. He doesn't follow it.
How can he be on the lowest level of those that accept if he's not accepting?
So his level of acceptance is non-acceptance. That's his level. He doesn't,
okay,
he so doesn't go with it.
Then. Okay, fine. So then
no, it's not. It's not. That's a base level. The base level, that's where he's holding up what he accepts of the Torah. It's the lowest level.
Okay, fine. We're going around in circles. I don't know.
I hear your question, but to me, I don't know. It seems it makes sense where he's going.
If it makes sense for you, I'm fine. For me, it's a bomber kasha, and I'm going to stay with the kasha. Because for that kasha, okay, man, I'll come understand what he's going driving at. Okay, let's see.
Okay, good.
Okay. These people, their tivers have so overwhelmed their stupidity, and their tivers so overwhelmed them that they're meals per Torah. They found the Torah disgusting. As ani lo yoda ma. Okay, whatever. You've heard my kasha. I know you've heard the kasha. Yeah? You don't see the kasha. You've got a teretz. Sure, I'm fine. I'm going to stay with the question mark for now until I get more clarity. If you don't mind. Let's see where he goes with it. Okay. Ubadagas Hashenis. And Moisan Anoshim Shaini Yochidim La Chish. It's a Isis Va Moisim Hashenira Al Yedei Nevim. These people can't deny or contradict the miracles and wonders, the signs that was apparent via the Nevim. Because they're well known and everybody knows about them, so they can't deny them. They made him Hashem who shall also some, and they made that Hashem did the miracles. They have doubts whether the Torah really is true. Famous old problem this, that they believe in God. They believe in God created the world, a kol b'seder, and they can't deny that the fact that the miracles, then whatever that we saw through the Nevi'im come from Hashem. You can't deny that. Everyone knows that it's true. What they have a problem believing is that a kodesh baruch Hu, because he's so great, because he's so transcendent, because he's so elevated, he doesn't come down and talk to us physical creatures. And therefore they think almost like the first bunch, our first guards we had. Shalakim rotzel ha'oyres Rabbi Yosef derech shel hanoga musuderes v'yishor boi namazeh. Hashem wanted to give us a way to live our lives in this world straight and ordered. We'd have an orderly social order in this world. L'shem kach oyra Hashem es hanovi lahanig lehem es hachukim hadrushim lehem. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu got the Nevi'im, aroused the Nevi'im to come and conduct us and to keep the laws and whatever, because that's what's required to maintain this orderly society. And Hashem gave the Navi koyach to do miracles and wonders, so that people go, wow, he's quite a power guy, we better listen to him. This bunch doesn't believe in Tzchav O'Enish. That's what it's about. It's not about Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBa. This is about Olam HaZeh. There's a God, he created the world, and his Nevi'im do miracles and whatever, but it's all about the social order, and it's all about Minhagim in order to maintain a orderly existence. That's all. There's nothing to do with Tzchav O'Enish. For some reason, Hashem wants to have a nice orderly world down here. But he's really not connected to so much because he's much too transcendent for this world. The Greeks thought that's the famous Greek the beginnings of understanding Greek Hashkofa. When any mites in a loch on the bear, the kitsa, is a pirchus sheyesh alaya. The first group, there's no one to talk to. You can't start rationalizing with them. This group, he wants to start pricking apart their philosophy and showing how it's not correct. There's pirchus on their hashkofa. Mitzadechad, esto es daitom, vochiach, on the one hand, I will contradict what they're thinking, their das, and I'll prove mi hanimna sheyi kidvareim.
One way the English translated as he's going to explain like the proof against what they're saying, and the other way he's going to explain by agreeing with what they're saying how they are wrong.
Okay. It means even l'shitoschem, he'll show them where they're wrong.
Yes.
The first one is contradict them. The other one is, if you're right, I'll show you why you're wrong. Very good. That they, even in their error world, they're machayev to keep the whole Torah. Hashem mechayev them to keep the Torah, and that this chavo enish. Okay, this should be interesting. In their world, she toschem mipne shehaboyru hu midai nala umeroimam milashonais es teva oilam letzerich mishoima lav sheker. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is way too transcendent and elevated to change the terror of the world in order to satisfy somebody who's speaking sheker about it. He says in Hashem's name what Hashem never said. Even if his kavanah is to draw people closer to God, I don't know how you do that. How do you draw people closer to God? These incorrect statements he's saying in Hashem's name is attempted to bring them closer to Hashem. Okay. Why didn't Hashem himself command us how to keep his rotzon? For Hashem, it's not more difficult to show his nevuah to the Navi, and it's no more wondrous than him changing the Sidra Teva. He can do that also. I mean, he's showing wonders through the Navi, but he can't change the way of Teva. That doesn't make sense. V'imheima aminim shashem shine sidra ha'olam k'dei shenishma l'divra novi. If they believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the teva in order that people will listen to the Novi, he gives the Novi the koyach to do nisim. As lamo le'aminu gam she'anevua hu oime b'shem Hashem, he amitis. Why don't they also believe that the nevua they're saying is from Hashem? It's Hashem that gave the Novi the koyach. So then believe that what he's saying, the Novi saying, is true. It's a stirim minay obey. You believe that the Novi's got the koyach to change teva and that Hashem's giving the Novi the koyach to change teva in order that people will believe what the Novi's saying is true. Why don't you believe that it's true? it's a pella. You believe that the Novi has the koyach to change teva because he gets it from Hashem, but Hashem said he's doing that in order that you believe a sheker. Well, just say that it's because Hashem wants you to believe the truth. Hashem amitis. So just believe that it's true. Why are you using it as a proof to prove that it's not true? It's a moiridika obshlog. It's a posher. It's like a 6-year-old. The af nefi tulsom. Even if you could bring with open proofs that they're right. Even then you have to listen to the Novi. Your seichel mechayves you to listen to the Novi. Who does Hashem change the teva and reveal his wonders and miracles? Who does he do it through? Through a Navi. Why? Just do it through any guy. Find any idiot and get him to do it. You see that it only comes through somebody who's holding in a Derech HaToyva VaYishara. This Navi that Hashem chose, after he shows miracles, and Hashem shows miracles via him, in order to teach us the straight and good way, with Eshi Yanigoton, in order to mold us, develop Yanik, rule over us. Royu Shinismo Cholav Binul Chayenu Bidnogosenu, Shere Hashem Tzivalanu Letzayet Lemelech Ule Shalit. So nobody have to follow him because Hashem commanded us to follow the Melech or the ruler. Afopisha ain't behem Chochma, even if they don't have Chochma. Kemoshenemo, Yoris Hashem Bni Vamelech. You have to look at the Torah commands you listen to the king. So for sure you have to listen to Hashem's Navi. So you believe there's Navi, but the Navim are there just to trick you. Much easier just to believe that the Navim are actually there for the truth. And second of all, why does Hashem give these guys the koach to change the teva, whatever? That you'll listen to him. And allow him to guide you properly. Otherwise, why would Hashem give him the power just to trick you? So that's his obshlag. We have a hard time with this because we don't really have these problems. There was a time where close to the Rishonim, whatever, where they had these problems. You had false messiahs. You had all sorts of, you know. Today we're so far from all of this. We're so far from spiritual anything. These are not our problems. Our problems are more like the first guy, where you're just so overwhelmed with your taivas and your seichel's flown out the window. We're a generation of just totally immersed in gashmias. So, let's see. Because of the two proofs that I've just brought you, the two swaras that I just brought you, this group of chayev to makabel upon themselves Torah, and to believe in Schavo Enish. The Reishis, Mipnei Shashkafosa Mufreches, Vesheris Mipnei Shafli Daita Masechel Machaibzois. First of all, because their Shkafi is completely Mufreches, it's completely disintegrated, there's nothing left of it. And second, because even Lefi Daitom, even according to their Shitta, the Seichel Machaibz it, like we proved. Well, Bnei Adam Ka'elu, Omer Shlom HaMelech, HaChochem, Havinu Psoim Armo, Uksilim Havinu Leiv. Those are the two levels. Havinu Ptsoim Aroma, Uksilim Havinu Leiv. Have a look and see that your hashkafas are completely useless. There's nothing to them. And then, I'm going from the Pisre Leiv, and then pay attention that even according to your erroneous ways, you still have to keep the Torah and believe in Schavo Enish. It was Manav Shach. either your svaras don't work and I've shlogged them up, but if you want to say they do have standing in your world that machayevs you to keep Torah and mitzvahs and to believe in Schavo Enish. So that's the second guy, complicated person. But once again, a lot of it's driven by his tivers. He's going off to these ashkofas because he's trying to find a way to potter himself from his chiyuvim. Now,
can I just ask you?
Just one second. Dag Shlishi, I'm going to leave for next week. Okay, yeah, I'm with you.
If I remember correctly, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah Schar and Oynish. Oh no, it doesn't.
Well, the Yud Gimli Korim.
Sorry. It doesn't talk about Olam Haba in the Torah.
It doesn't, but there's a whole perek of Gemara that goes through bringing proofs from the whole of Tanakh where you see that there's proof for Olam Haba.
No, I don't know. There's definitely reward and punishment in the Torah. It's just that, Haban like is you
for
said,
sure.
Even now, Bar Mitzvah Parsha is full of it. So yeah. Okay, fine. It's very interesting, hey? When you see someone just turn it on their face like that, because you do get some people that they like to choose what they want, pick and choose, you know? Oh, wow, no, that's fascinating. Definitely would think that, but no, I wouldn't. This doesn't sound right.
When it doesn't make sense to you, don't do it. You only do what makes sense to you.
Very interesting.
You know, so kill your fellow man, you know, Lo Setzach, they believe in that. That's obvious. That's partial, you know. Even the Christians believe that. But there's things that they have a hard time dealing with because they take Hashem out the picture. Even kashrus, if you think about it, if you take all the nonsense out of kashrus, you know, that it's for health and whatever, which is shtiyot. Kashrus makes most sense. Kashrus is a chok. It doesn't make any sense bichlal. What could be wrong with cooking meat and milk together? It's not unhealthy. It's not. Anyway, kashrus has nothing to do with health. So Kodesh Baruch, who knows what's good for you in a neshama? That's all. Are you a goofer in a neshama? If you're in a neshama, then you understand the neshama needs a balanced diet, the same as the goof needs a balanced diet. Anyway, Tzarech Iyun, I need to. I hadn't had a chance to look at it, and I looked at it very briefly. I need time to. This is hard rishonim. This is to analyze this very carefully.
It's good. It's beautiful.
Well, I couldn't get hold of it. I want to try and get hold of it. Rav Miller's got a pirush on the sefer as well. I want to try and get hold of it. Somebody told me the other day and I couldn't find it. I want to see what he says about these things. Because he makes it also explains it, but he also makes it very contemporary. So that you can relate to it in a more practical way. Beseder.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
Next week we're still on track, Bezrat Hashem. Afterwards we'll have to see what we're going to do. But next week, Bezrat Hashem will be Ragil.
Okay.
Bezrat Hashem.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Take care. All the best. Be blessed.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Shalom.